The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
Hi, my name is Adam Fields with the Midnight27Studios.com, creator of the Prowl comic book series. You are listening to the PVD Cast with John Orlando.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I am your podcast purveyor, Mr. PVD MVP himself, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 207 and a half. That's right, it's going to be a mini episode. And for those of you that don't know what that means I'm going to talk about a few topics and try to keep it about 15 to 20 minutes at the max. And, just get a few things off my chest, so to speak, that I want to talk about. The first thing that I'd like to talk about is the last episode of this beloved podcast. It was a great honor for me to have Arvell Jones on episode 207. And to be honest with you folks, it took quite a while to get that set up. I talked to Arvell last year at the Monroe Pop Fest. And we had set things up, and in fact, if you recall, I had actually done a small interview with him, but things went sideways with some of the equipment, and the interview didn't turn out well, and then we constantly seemed to be missing each other through some miscommunication. And so it was finally very nice to get an opportunity to talk to Arvell, and I talked to him at the Pop Fest this year, and he was glad to come on. I was glad to have him. And I don't know about you, but I really, really enjoyed some of his behind-the-scenes stories. I just really enjoy, you know, the tales of the stuff that we never knew about. And so thank you, Arvell, for coming on. I really appreciate it. No doubt, down the line, I will definitely have Arvell come back on. He's a pretty cool dude. In fact, I'm going to see him maybe here next weekend at Wizard World Columbus, and I'll talk a little more about that maybe towards the end of this episode, because what I really, really would like to talk about is that it is a great time to be a fan of professional wrestling. That's right. Wrestling is back in full effect. I think back to when I was a kid and I remember Channel 22 that had wrestling on Tuesday nights, Thursday nights, Saturday afternoons, Saturday nights, and Sunday afternoons. And man, oh man, that was just so awesome for me who was so interested in all the different promotions that were being shown on that channel. And now we have it once again, where almost every single night of the week, there is some wrestling on, whether it's Raw or NWA Power or AEW Dynamite or NXT or SmackDown. It's great. If you love wrestling, it is great to see this come back. And I would like to talk a little bit about the first week that we had the Wednesday Night War, so to speak, where NXT took on AEW. I'd like to give my two cents worth on it, if I may. I got to be honest, I think both shows were just okay. To be honest, I thought that there would be some huge, gigantic, earth-shaking event that would occur either on AEW Dynamite or on NXT. And, you know, while there was some surprises, I don't think it was anything that was earth-shattering. I'll start with AEW Dynamite. I thought the production values were very, very well done. I liked the commentary trio of Excalibur, Tony Schiavone, and Jim Ross. I thought the matches were okay. There was maybe one or two that I just didn't dig. But overall, I thought it was a pretty good show from top to bottom. And of course, the big surprise at the end of the show was, of course, Jake Hager, the former Jack Swagger, making his appearance. So that was kind of the big reveal there for AEW. On the NXT side of things, again, I thought the show was okay. Three title matches, of which Matt Riddle and Adam Cole, I thought was a little, It wasn't my cup of tea. It was a little too many false finishes for my liking. But I thought the tag team title match was fantastic. I thought that the ladies match was pretty good too, because it kept it short and told a very simple tale. Obviously, the big reveal and the big surprise on NXT was that Finn Balor is back on the roster at NXT, making overtures to Adam Cole that he would like a shot at the title. And folks, I don't think anyone was really surprised that somebody from the main roster got put down to NXT. And it might as well be Finn Balor. I mean, I think he needs a change of scenery, a change of pace. And, you know, I think that's a great avenue for him to kind of maybe get the momentum back and then go back up to the main roster and be the superstar that, unfortunately, I don't think he really has been in WWE. But, you know, it's great to see that both of these shows are going to try to push each other. Competition's always a good thing, folks. And so, as I'll be 100% honest with you, I have not watched 1 minute of NXT from this week. I did watch about an hour of AEW Dynamite, which, I'll be honest, from what I watched, again, a pretty solid outing. I did enjoy the fact that Private Party got put over in their match against the Young Bucks. I thought the ladies' tag match was okay. And Darby Allin and Jimmy Havoc actually had a really good match. And so that's all that I saw. I think I'm forgetting something else that I watched there for AEW Dynamite. I think there was another match in there. But nonetheless, I'm going to go back and try to finish watching that and definitely catch NXT, because I really, really want to see Walter and Kushida. I think that's going to be a hard-hitting match. But you know what? I'm going to be honest. I feel that if we are going to be talking about last week's run of wrestling shows, I personally think the best show from last week was SmackDown. I mean, first of all, we kicked the show off with The Rock, and he had another great promo. It was as if, you know, it was 1998, and it was the Attitude Era. Great job. The Rock still's got it. Becky Lynch got a little bit of the rub. And obviously, you know, King Corbin is the most hated man on the WWE roster, so it's nice to see him get a little verbal smackdown, pun intended, from The Rock. Now, the big controversy, obviously, is Kofi Kingston versus Brock Lesnar. And everybody's mad that Kofi lost in 8 seconds or whatever. But, you know, think of it this way. Number one, it got everybody talking. I mean, social media blew up with, oh my God, how could you do this to Kofi? Well, first of all, Kofi's had a long run with that title. I'm sure that Kofi's a professional. And when they said, hey, we're going to drop the title to Brock, he was like, okay. And I bet even he probably didn't mind losing in 8 seconds, because the alternative would have been a 10-minute match in which he probably would have taken 12 German suplexes. So, I mean, F5 to the 1-2-3, you know, probably makes sense that that was an easier way to drop the title. And you know, and like I said, it got everybody complaining, got everybody talking. And then you had the guests on there, the Gypsy King. I believe the gentleman's name is Tyson Fury. I got to be honest, I know nothing about boxing. So I'm just going to assume that this dude is a fantastic boxer. From what I hear, he has a very interesting story, but I don't know much about him. I didn't really get excited for him, nor did I get really excited for Cain Velasquez, who I didn't recognize. I had no idea who was coming out with Rey Mysterio. I legitimately thought it was Dominic, and I was like, Dominic looks different. And it wasn't until Michael Cole mentioned who it is, I go, oh yeah, I've heard of that guy. I couldn't pick him out of a police lineup. But I think that's going to be an interesting matchup, Kane versus Brock. Oh, Cain Velasquez, not the current mayor of Knoxville, not that guy. I also thought SmackDown had some really good matches, including the ladies tag team match with Charlotte, Becky Lynch, Sasha, and Bayley. I thought that was a really good tag match. So overall, I think SmackDown was the best show of last week. However, I would like to talk about what I felt was the best show so far this week. And I know I'm recording this episode here early on Thursday, October 10th. And I've also mentioned, too, that I haven't watched NXT or AEW all the way, but I'm just going to throw it out there, and I don't care. I absolutely loved NWA Power. I loved it. You talk about going back to the past, which I mentioned with Channel 22 earlier on in this episode, But man, oh man, I have been waiting on a live studio wrestling show for years, and they finally brought it to us. What a great set. What great cheesy graphics. The theme was kind of lame, and it was done by Dawkin, which was even more awesome. They had a decent mix of new and established talent. I thought that the whole program with Nick Aldis taking on Tim Storm was well done. It was set up in a very good way. I'm not the biggest Tim Storm fan. I will just say that right now. But I thought the match was okay, and I thought they did a pretty good job with the build. And, you know, if I may, probably the highlight was the goddamn Austin Idol Wrestling School commercial, which, fans, if you didn't see this, oh my God, it looked like something straight out of 1986. I can't even describe it. It was just amazing on so many levels. But I was a big fan of NWA Power. I'm going to be watching it over the next couple weeks because, you know, I mean, Jim Cornette and then Joe Galli, I believe, is the commentator, and Dave Marquez, they did a pretty decent job too with the commentary and with their interviews and whatnot. And it was only an hour, but they did a lot with that hour. So I'm a big fan. If you haven't seen it, go over to YouTube because it's a YouTube show anyways. They show it live on Tuesdays at 6:05. I kind of watched the replay of it, so to speak. I watched it about, I don't know, 7:30, 8 o'clock. But definitely go over and check it out. It is fantastic. If you are an old school fan like I am, I think you'll really, really dig it. And I know many of you probably are wondering, John, what about Hell in a Cell? Are you going to comment about that? Well, I would like to, but I didn't get a chance to watch Hell in a Cell. Not because I didn't want to, not because something was going on. It's because the WWE Network is not working for me. I don't know what the problem is. This is the third pay-per-view in a row where I can't get the damn thing to load. Like, I'll log in. I've logged in, logged out. I have rebooted my Roku player. I have rebooted my Wi-Fi. Nothing seems to work. Like, it'll load, and it'll play for like 5 minutes, and then I get, quote, data error, end quote. Can't get the damn thing to work. I don't know if it's maybe because my Roku device is about 5 years old, that there's something going on, but it's the only app that won't work, and it's really, really starting to piss me off because, you know, next month is Survivor Series, and I really want to watch that because it's one of the big pay-per-views of the year. So I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know if I'm going to end up having to get a new Roku or maybe get another streamer, you know, like a Fire Stick or whatever, and try it that way. But if you have any suggestions on how to fix it, please let me know. Hit me up on Twitter at PVDMVP or shoot me an email, johnorlando@pvdcast.com. Or if you wanted to, you could leave me a message over on the Facebook page of the PVDcast. And let me know. I've done everything I could think I could do, you know. Like I said, resetting things, logging in, logging out. But still, no dice, man. No dice. Can't get it to work. Now, I kind of alluded to it a little bit beforehand when I talked about Arvel Jones and episode 207. This weekend, coming up, the 18th, 19th, and 20th of October, I'm going to be at Wizard World Columbus, and I'm very excited to be there. I'm going to be at the table with Brian again, hawking his wares, Inferno City Firehouse, and Staunch Ambition. Love doing it. It's going to be a great time. I already have one panel that I'm going to be on Friday afternoon with the Three Geeks. I'm going to be joining them to talk a little bit about geek news and whatnot. I don't have the time yet, as the schedule, as of the recording of this podcast, has not been solidified. But as soon as I do, I'll throw it out there on Twitter. Please come on by. What you don't understand is there's nothing worse than having a panel and only having 8 or 9 or 10 people there. So you got an opportunity. Come on out. Spend an hour with the Three Geeks podcast and myself. We're going to talk about geek news. We're going to have a lot of fun, as we always do. Get an opportunity. If you get the opportunity, excuse me, please do. Please stop by any panel. Actually, I don't even care if it's, if you skip that one, just go to panels because it's very important to the people that are there, especially the independent people. If you're going to go see panels with all the celebrities there, I don't think they have to worry about packing the house, but it's the independent guys that have these panels at Wizard World and other cons that it really means the world to them if you show up and you're interactive and you listen to what they have to say. It means the world to them. But nonetheless, I'm very excited. I'm hoping to get some cool podcasting done while I'm down there. Of course, help Brian, you know, sell his wares and whatnot, and hang out with some friends and just have a damn good time. So I'm really looking forward to it. You get the opportunity, stop on by the Greater Columbus Convention Center, Wizard World CBUS in full effect, on the 18th, 19th, and 20th of this month. All right, one other thing I'd like to mention real quick, because it came up in conversation with some friends who are avid listeners of the PVD cast. They asked why there has not been any World's Greatest Comics ads here over the last couple of episodes. And I'm going to be 100% honest and transparent with this. Jeff is finally moving the store. That's right. They're going from their current location in Westerville. They're going to move on down to the other end of the shopping plaza. And Jeff has been incredibly busy with the move. And I have not had an opportunity to talk to him to see how the move is going or if he still wanted to continue to be a sponsor or whatnot. Very, very busy. I hope to see the new store very, very soon. And I hope to have him back as a sponsor. And, you know, if you get an opportunity, once I find out what the official address is, if you get the opportunity, stop by and say hello to Jeff in the new store for World's Greatest Comics. And like I said, as soon as I get all that information, I'll be relaying that info to you, my great listeners. And to be honest with you, maybe you want to become a sponsor for the PVD cast. And if you'd like to, please contact me. As I've already thrown out my email and the Facebook and the Twitter, I'll do it one more time. What the hell? You can email me, johnorlando@pvdcast.com. You can find me on Twitter, @pvdmvp. And, of course, the Facebook page is, of course, facebook.com/pvdcast. You can leave me a message over there if you're interested in being a sponsor of this great podcast. All right, as it's getting up to about 17 minutes here, I'd like to just mention real quickly that I also have some other great podcasting projects going on. And if you haven't checked them out, please do. Hollywood Rewrite, which is over on YouTube. It's basically myself, Amanda Tharp, Steph Grieger, and a rotating guest. We sit down, we talk about a subpar movie, we talk about what we like, what we didn't like, what we would change. And it's a great time. If you're a movie buff like we are, Steph, Amanda, myself, then you definitely need to check it out. And we're posting those episodes over on YouTube. All you got to do is search for Hollywood Rewrite. And then please subscribe to the channel so you never miss an episode. As a matter of fact, there are two episodes up right now, and there's a third one coming here real soon. So definitely check out Hollywood Rewrite. Don't forget about, of course, PVDcast presents Behind the Puck. The last one was fantastic, talking about fighting with our panel of experts, Jody Shelley, Sean Pronger, RJ Umberger, of course, Brian Phillips is the host. I'm his sidekick, if you will, and we even got Steph Grieger to stop by to talk a little bit about the third period, her hockey film that's going to be shooting here, hopefully real soon. You know, again, that's available through PVDcast.com and all of the podcasting platforms that carry this great podcast. But also, you can watch it over on YouTube as there's a video version that lots of people have been checking out. So please check that out as well. All you have to do is look for Behind the Puck and subscribe to that channel as well. And lastly, of course, Wrestle Horror Podcast with Meat Hook Jim and Donnie Hoover. Got a new episode of that coming out here real soon, but again, also, you can check that out over on YouTube as they have the audio version and the video version as well. So just type in Wrestle Horror, or you can go to WrestleHorror.com as well and check out all of those episodes too. All right, with that, ladies and gentlemen, as I mentioned real quick, you can get this great podcast at PVDcast.com, the online home of yours truly, as well as, you know, basically any platform that has podcasts, whether you're talking about iTunes, Google Play Music, Stitcher, Spotify, the Echo Network, SoundCloud, the iHeartRadio app, the Radio.com app, Deezer. I mean, just basically whatever platform you're listening on, just type in PVDcast. Sometimes you have to put in my name as well, PVDcast John Orlando, and it's right there. And you know what? I'm not dumb. I know you already know that, but maybe you need to tell some folks about it, and please do. There you go. Just coach them to check out the PVDcast on iTunes or through PVDcast.com or whatever platform you are using, whatever's your favorite, just urge people to give this podcast a listen. Well, with that, ladies and gentlemen, I promised I wouldn't go above 20 minutes, and I'm almost there, so I'm going to wrap up this mini episode. I thank you for listening, and I will chat at each and every one of you later. Stay righteous and stay independent.